Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this podcast of Weight Loss Surgery Success, I'm going to talk about some of the vitamins that I recommend just about everybody ought to be on when they're on any type of aggressive weight loss plan, including surgery. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Clark, and today I want to talk a little bit about some of the vitamins that I recommend during a weight loss plan, during a fairly aggressive weight loss plan. This doesn't matter whether you're having surgery or you're not having surgery. These things I do recommend. With surgery, there's sometimes a few extra ones, but this really is pertinent for anyone who is trying to lose weight. These are the same things that I take. So, kind of people often ask me, Dr. Clark, what do you actually take? So, there are basically four vitamin mineral supplements that I take, and I'll list them out first and we'll kind of go through them. Okay, the first one is just a good multivitamin. Okay, I think everybody ought to be on a good multivitamin. So, first one's good multivitamin. Second one is just about everybody ought to be on essential fatty acids. For lots of reasons, they're good for you at all kinds of different levels, and we'll get into a little bit more of that. Then, B vitamins. B vitamins are often referred to as your energy vitamins. They can only help you, so even if your levels are, quote, normal, typically taking extra B vitamins can only help you. And then finally, I do encourage most people ought to be on extra magnesium. Magnesium is the main one, but I often have people take a magnesium potassium together. All right, so let's talk about a little bit of why is that? Okay, why do I recommend these things? Why do I take these things? Okay, first thing is kind of just a good multivitamin. Now, anyone in a weight loss plan, doesn't matter if we're talking about surgery or not, in that of anyone in a weight loss plan, by definition, you're taking in less calories than you're spending, and that's how you're losing weight. Okay? So we're taking in much less than. The typical American diet is generally not the greatest diet in the world. We eat a lot of stuff, processed food, we use a lot of things that the vitamins and nutrients have already probably been pulled out. The way food is grown nowadays, we probably don't get all of the same vitamins and minerals out of just the food itself, because in theory, you should be able to get everything you need in just the food you eat. So in a weight loss plan, we're taking in a lot less food, so number one is just a good multivitamin. Right. And I say a good multivitamin, what does that mean? I usually encourage people to use, basically a multivitamin or a complete multivitamin means it's got all the vitamins and minerals in it that you'd need to survive. There may not be optimal levels of each of those things, but they basically have all the ones that you'll need. Some of them will have the 100% of what the RDA is. And RDA is a recommended daily allowance. Now, you have to realize one thing there when we say recommended daily allowance. Recommended daily allowance basically means the absolute minimum amount that'll prevent a deficiency syndrome. It has nothing to do with what is optimal for overall health. You know, those are two completely different things. It is what is the absolute lowest amount that'll prevent a true deficiency syndrome. So, just because something is 100% of the RDA doesn't mean that's enough for you. You actually could utilize a lot more. In an optimal plan, you may need thousands of percent more than that. And that's why sometimes, like with B vitamins, which I'm digressing a little bit, I realize, but with B vitamins, we may say that, gee, you know, getting X thousand percent of what the RDA is can be helpful. And it can't. All right, back to the multivitamin though. Just a good multivitamin, it has typically all the vitamins that you need, okay, with some of the minerals as well. There's somewhat of a limit to how much, especially with the minerals, that they can put in there, because minerals have size to them. So in order to get all the minerals that you would need, you'd have to have a monster-sized tablet. Okay, well, typically then that don't work well, so we'll kind of make it a much smaller, so there's usually a much smaller amount of minerals, even for a vitamin mineral supplement together, you know, if it's something that has a complete multivitamin. it won't have all absolutely everything that you need. Now, when I say a good multivitamin, what does that actually mean? Okay, a good multivitamin, I encourage people to stick either with pharmaceutical grade vitamins or at least with a company that has made their name and their reputation on the vitamins. So the names such as the One A Days, the Centrums, they stock their reputation on this. This is what they do. I discourage people from actually getting generic vitamins. Yes, they're cheaper, but you absolutely have no idea what's in them. The FDA does not regulate vitamin supplements. Okay, a lot of over-the-counter supplements, a lot of herbal supplements, they don't regulate that. So just because it says something on the label does not necessarily mean that that's what's in there. So you're going to have to go kind of on the reputation of the corporation that makes this. Generics, there's not a whole lot behind it. So it could be one, made in terrible conditions, and number two, it may have a lot of things in there that you don't want in there and potentially may not have the things that you do want in there. So don't get just misled by looking at the label and thinking that because it's the labels are similar that it has the same thing in it. It may not. Okay. So one, use a good multivitamin that has a reputable company. I usually encourage pharmaceutical grade vitamins. Pharmaceutical grade vitamins mean that the vitamin is actually made under true pharmaceutical conditions, regulated by the American Pharmaceutical Group, that society there that really kind of oversees all the drug manufacturing. So it's made under the best conditions, kind of hopefully then with the, it really has what it says it has in it, and also then has the best absorption in it. Because you not only have to take in the vitamin, but you've got to absorb it as well as utilize it. So there's a few steps in there that need to be built into the process. Okay. People often ask someone to use a chewable form versus a pill form. Well, it doesn't matter. I guess that's the short answer, but you should use, again, a good, reputable company that makes that. So multivitamin, that was number one. Now, number two that I mentioned was essential fatty acids. Essential fatty acids are good for you on all levels. Essential fatty acid means that they have some of the fats that we can't make. Okay, meaning that some of the fats, you know, we can't survive without fat. And there are certain fats that we absolutely cannot manufacture in our body. So we have to take them in a certain form. And when we say essential fatty acids, we're typically talking about omega-3 fatty acids. That's the most important one, as well as omega-6s. Okay. Now, omega-6s fatty acids, they're in just about anything. So that's a generalization, but it's almost no one is deficient in omega-6 fatty acids. When we say omega-3s and omega-6, what's that referring to? It's referring to the chemical appearance of the strand that's off the carbon molecule, and that basically what it means, it's where there's a double bond on there, whether it's at the position 3 or at the position 6, so omega-3s versus omega-6s. So, but omega-6s typically, yes, they're essential. We can't survive without them, but we get them in most things that we eat. So that's usually not the issue. The bigger issue is omega-3 fatty acids. And omega-3 fatty acids are very important for lots of human function. Okay. They're very good for you on all kinds of levels. They will decrease inflammation because they decrease C-reactive protein. So anything that's an inflammatory process, any disease process that's an inflammatory process, which includes multiple diseases, from diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, thyroiditis, any types of inflammatory bowel disease, anything that's an inflammatory process, it helps with inflammation. So certainly anybody that's got arthritis, so that absolutely ought to be on essential fatty acids. So they decrease inflammation. They also will tend to improve your lipid panel, your cholesterol panel, because they tend to decrease triglycerides and tend to increase your LDL. Sorry about that. They decrease triglycerides, tend to increase the HDL. The HDL is your good cholesterol. Triglycerides is things we want to decrease down pretty high, or pretty low. It also can decrease blood pressure. It does act a little bit like a blood thinner. So often if someone's having surgery, we'll have them stop essential fatty acids before surgery because it acts like a little bit of a blood thinner. But it also then, if it's a little bit of a blood thinner, can help perfusion of different organs, okay, brain being one of those. So it can help with decreasing depression. It can help with, my mental alertness. It often helps with, I just feel better. Okay, and that's just kind of the better perfusion there. And there's also some evidence that essential fatty acids can improve insulin sensitivity. Some evidence, too, it can decrease cancer risk and can improve skin and hair problems. So for someone who's losing weight very quickly, sometimes they can get skin problems, hair falling out. People are always concerned after surgery with that. Essential fatty acids can help prevent some of that. Okay, often we, for hair, that's a different, digressing again, with hair potential problems after surgery, people are worried about hair coming out, is that essential fatty acids are actually more helpful than things like biotin and other things that we also recommend. Now, a good, place to get essential fatty acids basically is fish oil. Okay, so when I say essential fatty acids, I typically am referring to fish oils. Now, when you're out there looking for fish oil, I would also encourage you get a pharmaceutical grade. And this is potentially even more important in this instance than in a multivitamin. Because one of the things that you want to be careful with is that if you're getting fish oil, is that you want to make sure the mercury has been removed. So it's been filtered out. And typically that's going to be more pharmaceutical grade essential fatty acids there. Now you can also get essential fatty acids from, from almonds, from walnuts, from flax seeds, or pumpkin seeds, or a number of other things that have essential fatty acids. But typically cold water fish, their fish oils, is one of the best places to get it. So I usually encourage people, take the essential fatty acids, the fish oils. Now for our surgical patients, what we have here in our e-store, you can always get any of these things I'm talking about through our e-store at our corporate website, but we have half-size tablets because essential fatty acids tend to be fairly big tablets. So we have half-size tablets, plus there's a lemon flavoring in them so you don't get a fish aftertaste, which it's very important for anyone, but actually after surgery as well. So yes, I encourage essential fatty acids. So good multivitamin, essential fatty acids. All right, then thirdly, was the B complex. Okay, now B vitamins, very important for nerve function, muscle function, overall energy level. Now, I think just recently I did a podcast specifically on B vitamins, so I'm not going to go into too much depth with all this, but we refer to B vitamins as your energy vitamins. Now, the reason we call them energy vitamins is it's not because B vitamins give you energy. They don't. What they actually do is they make the energy-producing equations run more efficiently. It's similar, it's like the oil in the engine. The fuel actually comes from a gas, but the oil in the engine makes the engine run much more efficiently. Well, B vitamins tend to make those energy-producing equations run much more efficiently. That's what they do. You can't overdose on B vitamins. Now I oversimplified that just a hair because there's a very small percentage of people that can actually overdose on B6, which leads me into the next part of this with B vitamins, that if you take activated B vitamins as opposed to just a regular B vitamin. Okay, when I say B vitamins, I'm meaning B complex. I'm going to digress here again because B complex means that it has all the B vitamins, not just B12. B12 is just one of the B vitamins. There's 8 different B vitamins. So B complex means that it has all the B vitamins. There's a very small subset of the population that technically can overdose on B6. Incredibly rare, not impossible. That doesn't happen if you actually take activated B vitamins, because if you get it in an active form, you can't overdose on them. So it's absolutely fine to take massive doses of B vitamins. An activated form means that it's already in a usable form. Typically activated vitamins, or let me just back up a second. If you were to take a regular vitamin, It's usually in an inactive form. So your body has to absorb it, and then it has to activate it in order to utilize it. If you take an activated B vitamin, the vitamins are already in the active form. So all you have to do is absorb it, and it's ready to be used. Okay? Some people don't activate them well, so that an activated B vitamin or activated B complex, you may get much more benefit from than just a regular B complex. Typically, you'll pay a hair more for an activated B vitamin, but the potential benefits really, I think, outweigh that. It's just a tiny bit more. And so I would encourage people that look for an activated B complex. You'll often see it without recognizing it, just some simple things. You know, B12 is listed as cyanocobalamin. Cyano, okay, that's the B12. That's an inactive form. The activated form of B12 is methylcobalamin. So that if you see that, now that means it's in an active form. With B6 specifically, is pyridoxine. Okay, activated B6 is often referred to as P5P. Which, I mean, that's a pyridoxal 5-phosphate is what that is, but that's an activated B6. So subsequently then, you can't overdose on that. So activated vitamins, potentially better utilization of it. So yes, I usually encourage those. All right, again, I did a podcast recently going over B vitamins. All right, now finally, the last thing was magnesium, potassium. That's really the magnesium. Magnesium is also helpful on multiple levels from an overall health standpoint. And it's magnesium is used in over 300 biochemical equations that are ongoing in your body continuously, so it can only help you. Most people do not take in enough magnesium. And it doesn't show up as, like, if we drew blood work on you, that it would show up as a deficiency there. You'd be low magnesium. That would actually be pretty rare. But it's the magnesium you need in your muscles. It's in the rest of the tissues. And most people don't get enough magnesium. Magnesium is extremely important then in muscle function. Okay? So anyone that has kind of that fibromyalgia pain or just chronic pain, people that don't sleep well, people that are chronically fatigued, if you're prone to muscle cramps, you absolutely should be on extra magnesium. If you're prone to constipation, magnesium is the working ingredient in milk of magnesia. Okay, it's just that magnesium, most of it is, when you take it as a tablet form, most of it's absorbed, but also it helps with the intestinal, you know, the contraction of the muscle there. So it just helps with muscle function. But as a muscle function, it also helps with muscle relaxation. So it potentially can help with blood pressure problems too. So magnesium can help with all kinds of different things. So these are the things I recommend. I personally, if I don't take magnesium, I start getting leg cramps, and they're miserable. If you've had leg cramps, especially waking up in the middle of the night, leg cramps, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and it's absolutely miserable. But if you get those, you can start taking magnesium, they're going to go away. I can't absolutely guarantee that, but I'm pretty much, yeah, probably going to go away. Let's see. So, again, that's what I take. That's what I encourage people to take: a good multivitamin, essential fatty acids, B complex, and finally a magnesium and potentially magnesium potassium combination. All right, so kind of went over that long-winded. I apologize for the length of that, but anyway, very important stuff, okay, for any type of weight loss plan. Make sure that you are taking kind of a good multivitamin. That's number one. Probably the other ones are kind of extra in there, but they can only help you, so I would encourage it. If you think of other questions, please give us a yell here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. The phone number is 757-873-1880, or go to our corporate website. Any of these products I just mentioned, you can get at most pharmacies, but you can also get it through our e-store, which the website is cfwls.com. Just go to the e-store then. If you're looking for just for more generalized information, access to me to ask questions, every week I do a webinar. For a half an hour where we talk about different topics. You can actually interact and ask questions at that time. The site for that is losingweightusa.com. So go to www.losingweightusa.com, sign up. We'll see you, talk to you on the next podcast. Take care, everyone.